Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Give us this day our daily bread, Jesus Christ in the Lord's Prayer. Glory to God. Welcome to Wonder Reality. Please visit our website, wonderreality.org. This is part 11. I want to continue the theme of the simplicity of walking with Jesus, how it is simple and easy. One of the main things I want to emphasize is anyone who is genuinely doing their best to walk with Jesus has everything they need to walk with Him fully today and to receive everything that He has for them to receive. I do believe every day God wants to give us a certain amount of spiritual input and spiritual revelation and light and all these glorious things. Really, it's Him. He wants to give us Jesus Christ. Amen. And remember the famous teaching that Jesus gave when He said, "Give us this day our daily bread." This is fascinating that Jesus would say this, and those of us who have, been quote-unquote Christians, we've seen and heard this statement hundreds of times. Remember, Jesus used natural world things to teach deep spiritual truth, so deep and vast, we will spend eternity learning about them and receiving revelation about this. And here Jesus says, "Give us this day our daily bread." What does that mean? We know in the natural that we need a certain amount of food every day to survive, right? A certain amount of food. We can't eat. If we eat more than what we really need, that's not really good for us. On a typical day, if we don't get enough food, we won't feel well and so forth. I know that we can fast and we can go 30 days without food. But I'm just saying on a typical normal day, we all know as humans, we need a certain amount of food. Well, it's the same thing spiritually. Jesus Christ and the great God Almighty Jehovah want to give us spiritual food every day, a certain amount. And we essentially, just like in the natural, we have to go get the food and we have to eat it and receive it. Remember just a few messages ago, we saw that verse. Don't labor for the food that perishes. Labor for the food that endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you because the Father has set His seal on Him. And then we saw the verse. Jesus said, "I'm the bread of life." That food is Jesus Christ Himself. Amen. And every day, that's a revelation that we should be praying and walking in. Give us today the daily amount of Jesus Christ that you want us to have. Amen. And it's just common sense. I know I keep talking all these common sense things, but in the natural, we have to go get our food and we have to actually eat it. And the same thing spiritually. We have to seek Him. We have to press on and into Him and get through all these obstacles that I'm talking about and all these hindrances and the things that keep us from walking with Him and the things that keep us from seeing that the glorious presence of God is this. It's available. He's everywhere around us, and yet we don't seek Him. We do everything else. We do hundreds of other things. We have that list of 100 favorite things that we want to do in our life. Every day, week, month, and for the rest of our life, 100 of our favorite things. And we do all those things, and yet the presence of Jesus Christ is the answer. The reason we're here on the earth. The purpose of human existence. When we find Him and His presence and glory, everything else disappears. We only want Him. those 100 other things are just nothing and meaningless, and we never want those again. We want Him and His glory. When we find Him, we have to continue on. We have to get past phase one and two. But when we find that glorious presence of Jesus Christ, that's the treasure hidden in the field. It's the pearl of great price. It's the secret, the answer, the reason we're here on the earth. And I want to say it again and again and again, because it's glorious. It's the answer. It was Jesus' main message. In fact, the first thing He said was, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The presence of God is here, available to every person. Before Jesus Christ came to the earth as a man, it wasn't available to everybody. It only was available to a few people. It was in the glorious Holy of Holies, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon certain people, but it wasn't available. Now it's available to everyone. We're in this incredible time of the history of the world that it's available to everyone. And it's the answer. We've been brainwashed into thinking that, oh, that's religion. Oh, that's you know, okay, let's keep that separate over there. You know, let's go to church once a week. Let's, even Christians that are saved, it's like, let's just keep that Christian stuff and let's just keep it Sunday morning but we're going to do all these other things over here, our 100 things that we like to do. We're not going to actually do what Jesus said to do, which is seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the presence of God and His righteousness and Him. That's this presence of God that meets our every need and want and desire, everything. When we can't put Him into words. We can't put this glorious presence into words. I keep saying it's the answer, He's more than that. And Jesus in different ways talked about this. Of course, it was His main message, but He said, "He who comes to Me shall never hunger. He who believes in Me shall never thirst." He meets our everything that we're longing for and wanting and needing and desiring. That presence meets. That's the presence of God, which is all around us, all the time. It's our old natures in the way. We have to die, put off our old nature, and then when we do, then we can know Him intimately, fellowship with Him. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. To him who opens the door, I will come into him and fellowship with him, and he with me." Back to give us today our daily bread. It is fascinating that this bread that endures to everlasting life, of course, it's Jesus Christ. And when we are receiving that daily bread, if we really are, spiritually, very few do, very few even seek Him at all. But those who do, in that one day time period, are receiving something eternal. They're receiving something that lasts forever. So 99% of the people on the earth are doing things that they may think are good, that they may think are important and so forth. But really, those things, it's kind of harsh to say it, to think about it, but those things really don't have any meaning because they are not eternal. Even the good things, they think the answer is having a spouse and having children and a family that means so much to them. And those are great things. Those are gifts from God. But they have a family and then they have their career. They're able to survive and subsist and make it and enjoy these wonderful things. And so they think those things are the answer. They think this is the answer right here. My family, my friends, good times and I'm doing well, and so I'm going to, and then their kids have grandkids, and so they have grandchildren, and they think this is the answer. Well, those things are great, but once someone passes away and goes, you know, dies in the natural, well, they're facing an eternity. And of course, we know, I mean, if they don't have Jesus Christ, that's tragic. They won't make it to heaven. So those things, the point is, now, yes, in heaven, we will be with our children. That's wonderful. That's fantastic. But the point is, eternal things that last forever, that's, of course, so important. Someone said when many people make it to heaven, they will realize how much they missed out on the eternal things, that they were focused on things that are temporary and only for this life. So we should have that eternal perspective and that daily bread. Remember, Jesus said, do not labor for food that perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which Jesus will give you. So I do believe God wants to give us a certain amount of spiritual revelation and truth from the Holy Spirit every day, and it's up to us to receive it, to, again, seek Him with our whole heart, to receive from Him, and then every day is a new day. You know, He lives fully in the present. We know that's, the Lord is there. The Lord is present. He lives in the present. Like, it all centers around Him. Like, unless we're in Him, we're doing our own thing. But when we find Him, then we realize He is in the now. And so today, just for today, He wants to give us this spiritual revelation of Himself. One of the revelations is, this is interesting, the revelation is, we want to die because we're nothing. We want to receive Him. He's everything. I've been saying, like, oh, one of the secrets is that, you know, that we realize we're nothing. Related to that, that we humble ourselves. We have the broken and contrite spirit that is talked about in the Bible a lot, where we realize we're a sinner and that we repent. You know, we confess our sins, we repent. So that revelation of those things, but also the revelation of how awesome and glorious He is, and how loving, how merciful, how giving and gracious, and all these incredible things about Him. And then we even more so want to die, to humble ourselves before Him, because we realize the great difference between Him and us little helpless human beings, that we need Him. Thanks for listening. I'll continue in the next message.